Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, a look at Biden economics. Number two, conservatives lose in Ohio ballot measure and what that might mean for November. And number three, young Democrats form a new group focused on state legislation. All right, Jake, let's get into it. Brendan Peterson and Brez have a really interesting look this morning on the complex picture of the U.S. economy. It has definitely been a cheery few months for the U.S. Growth is solid. Inflation is down. But there is also some other murkiness happening as well.
Yeah, there's some flashing warning signs. Let's start with those. Moody's kicked off things with a high-profile set of bank downgrades Monday. 10 regional banks saw their credit ratings downgraded. And also some large banks, Bank of New York Mellon, U.S. Bank, Truist Financial, State Street Corp, and Northern Trust, will face a formal review of their credit ratings. Those are big banks, very large banks, hundreds of billions of dollars in assets. Now, there's also, I think a lot of people are starting, and we've heard this, you and I have heard this, Anna, from some folks, but there are concerns about interest rate liability and asset liability, and also commercial real estate. I mean, this is we hear this all the time, going to be a big story over the next couple months for a few reasons. Number one, people are moving out of offices. Big office buildings around the country are, and small office buildings and medium-sized office buildings are becoming less and less occupied. And people have loans on those office buildings, mortgages on those office buildings, in some cases from big banks, but in even more worrisome, in some cases from medium-sized and small regional banks. That should be of concern to a lot of folks. So, you know, the president and the administration and Democrats talk about Bidenomics, which is a fancy, or actually it's not that fancy, but a shorthand for talking about some of the economic policies that Joe Biden has championed over the last couple of years, whether it be the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS bill, some of the rescue packages or rescue measures that the administration has pushed through when Democrats had all branches of Congress, or all branches of government, rather. But there are some soft spots here. And for Democrats, you got to hope those things don't rear their heads over the next couple of the next 15 months before the election.
Yeah, I think the top really distills down the cross currents, right? You have Democrats trying to take a victory lap, trying to get out into the states. Certainly, there's been a push by the Biden administration to go out there and try to make the case for the president and his reelection on the strength of the economy right now, and kind of the fact that they have done and the U.S. economy is performing better than a lot of people expected. A lot of high profile folks were skeptical that the economy would kind of bounce back, that we weren't going into this recession. But I think the cross currents of, certainly, as you point out, the commercial real estate market, there's been some more reporting on also the apartment vacancies and what that could do, going to be a challenge potentially to see what happens for the Biden administration. You know, are they able to continue to have some of the wins that they've had, and how do they kind of message, particularly when it comes to this kind of longstanding banking issue, not just regional banks, but now some of the biggest banks facing some really some tough pressure. It's going to be interesting to watch. Also want to note that we have some news here. The White House is planning to unveil its request for additional Ukraine and disaster relief funding on Thursday. We broke the news yesterday that this was going to be happening as soon as this week. The amount the White House will ask for is still under discussion, something that is going to be really interesting that we're going to be covering every twist and turn. Jake, let's move on to the number two story of the morning, the campaign. We have a follow-up item here by yourself and Max Cohen on Ohio voters rejecting the GOP effort to change the constitutional amendment threshold, a big loss for Ohio Republicans, including Representative Jim Jordan, who had been pushing for issue one that would have lowered the threshold for amendments at of the state's constitution.
It is a big moment for Democrats, and the voters in Ohio resoundingly rejected this issue one ballot initiative, which would have raised the threshold to 60%, as you said, to amend the Ohio Constitution. Republicans made this all about abortion. They did. They made this about the we can't have, this is what they said, we can't have the Democrats pass a measure that would enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution, or if they want to do it, it has to be at 60%. Voters said no. This was a very clear vote here on abortion rights. Now, there is an abortion measure on the ballot this November, a constitutional amendment on the ballot this November, which will now enshrining abortion rights into the Ohio's constitution, and this will now be voted on at a simple majority, 50% plus one or whatever that would be, simple majority threshold. So add this to the data, and by the way, we heard from Republicans over the last couple of days in Ohio who said, why are they making this about abortion rights? They should make this about every right. Like it should be and this is what a couple Republicans told me yesterday, and actually Monday, I guess it was. We should make this about, it should just be hard to amend our constitution, whether it's education, whether it's gun rights or whatever. It should be at a 60% threshold, not at a 50% threshold. Yet Republicans made this about abortion, first and foremost. So add this to the pile of evidence that the that voters, even in red states, have trepidation about overturning abortion rights, right, Anna? I mean, this is we saw this in Kansas. We've seen this other places, and there are suburban voters in places, and not suburban voters, rather, just all over the country who don't want to limit abortion rights.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think what you've seen is just another example of this being a hugely motivating factor for Democrats, right? And I think that as you go forward, the Republican strategy here and a lot of the messaging around it has been very unsuccessful. And so I think the thing to watch is how do both sides use this issue? Because it is not going to go away, right? Democrats, I think this is one of the most salient issues for them in the 2024 election. And certainly Republicans, I think now have some evidence here that that is challenging the strategy so far on this issue in terms of how it plays statewide. Let's move on to the number three story of the morning. An interesting item here about some Democratic activists teaming up to launch a PAC dedicated to electing young Democrats nationwide. The group Leaders We Deserve is going to be focusing on supporting candidates under 30. Jake, that means, they're going to be supporting people younger than we are, running for state House positions in Republican-controlled states like Florida, Georgia, and Texas. Always interesting because Republicans, clearly have been using the state houses to advance their agenda, and now this is an effort to kind of try to push back on that.
Speak for yourself, but actually, and I thought we were just 27, both of us. Keep turning 27.
Just, a constant 27.
It's so weird because I've always been told that you're the numbers are supposed to go up, and every single time I have a birthday, I just keep turning 27. So it's so weird. I don't know. It must be defying gravity in some way. This is interesting. David Hogg, who is obviously a lot of people know, is has been a gun control advocate and a top advisor to Maxwell Frost, who's the youngest member of Congress, are teaming up to launch a PAC dedicated to electing these young Democrats. Leaders we deserve will seek to play the long game and help build a bench that could oppose right-wing efforts playing out in state capitals across the country. We've seen efforts like this in the past. I will say this, Democrats are much more successful on efforts like this than Republicans. Republicans have some efforts of this nature, but I just think Democrats have been better and more active on this front. But anyway, smart item by Max Cohen.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. If you like the Daily Punch, send us a rating and a review. We'd love to hear it. It's a great way for folks to find out about us. You can go deeper on all these issues by putting in your email at punchbowl.news to get our free morning newsletter. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day and stay safe.